Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director for South Shore Arts. And my guest today is a really special guest, not only to our show, but to the region overall. And that is Kate Reese from Public Sphere Projects, who's here on a special regional project here in Northwest Indiana. So Kate, first off, welcome to the Eye on the Arts Radio program. And second, you know, can you share a little about what brought you to our region?
Dave, thank you so much for the warm welcome and thanks for having me on the show today. I'd love to share a little bit about our work. I am a researcher with a firm called Public Sphere Projects, and we are really, our goal is to work on hyperlocal and regional economic, cultural, and public place development. We work around the country and we love going to places where arts and culture are core to the economic development strategy. Our goal is really to underscore that arts, culture, and creative and heritage-based economy is core to a thriving region. So in Northwest Indiana, that means that we're thinking about everything from enhancing the public realm, like main streets and parks, to workforce development and attracting entrepreneurs. We've been working with the Northwest Indiana Forum to infuse arts and culture into their Ignite the Region plan.
You know, which I think is pretty cool. And we had Heather recently at one of our regional arts chamber lunches where we bring the arts community together for networking and connection and hearing from public officials. And I, you know, Heather was transparent enough to admit that the Ignite Economic Development strategy that they put together, you know, really was light on arts and culture. And it sounds like that's the connection in bringing Public Sphere into the region, is to strengthen that connection.
Absolutely.
So, you know, from that perspective, why is arts and culture and doing an assessment like what we've engaged you all on so important to communities and regions like ours?
I'm glad that you mentioned that networking luncheon, because I think one of the things that's been so apparent through our work in this region is the strength of partnerships across sectors. We've talked with folks, of course, in arts and cultural landscapes, but also working at the local regional economic development agencies, the parks and land stewardship actors, corporate and industrial business leadership, and people who are also thinking about healthy and sustainable communities. And our arts ministry is really rooted in some core convictions around economic development and vibrancy. I think the first thing is that the arts and culture sector represents a significant part of the economic output of a region. In Indiana, in 2022, arts and culture contributed $9.3 billion to the state's economy. This is not a small field for economic development. Cultural amenities also drive people's decisions to move and work in a community. So when we think about workforce development and talent attraction, I think having cultural assets is really important. Arts and culture is also a pathway for the private sector to demonstrate commitment to a community and to engage with partners working in other spaces. It's an opportunity for business leaders to position themselves as champions of civic engagement and good stewards of a public place. And lastly, just to get a little personal, I say this as someone who grew up in the world of dance and who is, you know, deeply indebted to creative mentors, but artistic expression is a really wonderful tool for the well-being of individuals and communities. It is a way to cultivate shared values and build community. But also, as anyone who sort of like works in the field of STEAM education programming will tell you, artistic engagement is core to innovative thinking. And again, as we think about talent and really seeding the future of a workforce, creative programming and education is incredibly important.
Well, I can stay on a personal theme. If I'm not mistaken, I believe you live in Brooklyn, New York, the Big Apple, yep. The big city there. So you're here in Northwest Indiana. What surprised you the most so far and what you've seen in our region?
I mean, you know, I used to live in Chicago and I would come down to Indiana for a few reasons. And so some of the things that we've encountered here are not new to me. The incredible assets of the regional greenways, bike pathways, the dunes as an asset. These are really important cultural amenities. Recreation and the parks, I think, should be counted as cultural amenities. But one of the things that has surprised me are some of the incredible arts institutions that exist in this region. I'm thinking, of course, of South Shore Arts, which we had the opportunity to visit on our last trip here. Lou Besnick in Michigan City is wonderful. The Chesterton Art Museum is a very cool cultural asset. And then we had the great fortune to be guests at Indiana University Northwest and got a tour from an alum, now staff member, who showed us the incredible fabrication and maker spaces that are embedded on that campus. And so from the sort of natural landscape to these clusters of places warehousing and showcasing incredible art to the educational institutions that sort of seed the field of arts practitioners. I've just been impressed by this constellation of things that exist here in Northwest Indiana.
Well, and to be honest, you guys haven't been able to spend enough time here to check out the dozens of theater companies we have, the variety of symphonies and musical performing groups. And it just, I will tell you, I'm glad you noticed the strength and diversity of our arts community, because it really is something that I think is really overlooked. And having you all in is a great way to raise the profile and awareness of all the artistic and creative opportunities available to our citizens.
Certainly. And what I'll say is that we're very excited to continue visiting and to learn more about the great array of opportunities here.
So just got two quick questions, if I can.
Yeah.
The second to last one is, how are the outcomes of this assessment that you all are working with the forum on going to be used? What's the purpose of it?
So for those folks who are not familiar with the initial Ignite the Region plan, there were some core pillars that were outlined, things like talent attraction and retention, workforce development, placemaking, marketing, tourism. And our goal is really to make some very specific recommendations about how the arts and cultural initiatives in the region can be infused into those pillars. So we're thinking about things like the development of arts districts. We're also thinking about where there might be opportunities to support individual artists and creative entrepreneurs. And then I think, you know, lastly, we're very keen to make sure that cultural heritage is at the core of this work, right? Cultural heritage might mean something like celebrating the legacy of steel production in this region, using arts and culture as a tool for elevating that history. It also might mean something like supporting the Indigenous cultural trail that is in development in the parks here. And so I think we are very excited to have such enthusiasm from Northwest Indiana Forum for this work. And we just had a meeting this morning with our staff and board. And it's clear to me that that group is very energized around implementing some of the strategies we're going to present to them.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I think, again, the awareness building of that is a huge asset and improvement for us, but also the potential investment to continue the growth and support of the arts and cultural amenities throughout our region are going to be critical. Last question is, I know you guys have been sourcing a lot of public input. I'm assuming that's continuing. How are ways people can participate? Are there surveys? Is there anything online they can do? How can they get involved?
The first thing is that we have a survey up online and we would love for people to fill it out. We want to get as many responses from as many different perspectives as possible. The link to that survey is nwiforum.org/ignite. The other thing is we are doing some in-person community engagement events. So yes, come out and we'll share a little bit about our work. And also we want to hear your ideas for how we can infuse the arts throughout this region.
Well, listen, Kate, this has been terrific. I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you for joining us at Eye on the Arts Radio. And thank you to everybody listening to our radio program. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region.
Thanks, Dave. It's always great to talk with you.